May the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon. This is Father Stosh Daly with your daily message of hope on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Joining me today is Father Michael Baker from the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. We're coming to you from the House of Studies for the Marians of the Immaculate Conception here in Steubenville, Ohio. Please keep in mind during this message of hope that the Church asks us today to keep in our hearts the souls of the faithful departed. Father Michael, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me back again.
No worries. Now, you belong to the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, a beautiful congregation of priests and brothers that are represented all over the world, right?
Yes.
And you're about 500 in number?
About 500 worldwide.
Awesome. Now, here locally in our country, you guys are doing really well for vocations.
We are, praise God.
How many guys do you have in formation for the Marians of the Immaculate Conception?
We have about 30 right now.
Which is wonderful.
That's absolutely awesome. Yeah, and this really, ever since the beatification of our founder, and now the canonization back in 2015, we have just been growing exponentially.
Thank God.
Yes.
Where at in the United States are your priests and brothers located?
Sure. So our main hub, if you want to call it that, our provincialate, is actually the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Nice.
But we also have men in the Midwest, in both Illinois and Wisconsin, at parishes. We have a house of formation in Washington, D.C., where we have our theologate and our novitiate. Also some of our priests, we're actually the official chaplains for the Pentagon, so we serve at the Pentagon, celebrating Mass daily there. And also work with the Missionaries of Charity and some other locals. We have our house here in Steubenville, Ohio, which is probably our second largest house in the province, maybe third. As well as we have a house in Connecticut. And we have one lone member who's been serving in the missions in Alaska, although he's had some recent bouts with cancer. And so he's come home and he's going through some treatment, but doing really well.
Wow. Now, with an uptick in vocations and an increase in the young men who are pursuing holiness as Marians of the Immaculate Conception, and you highlight that in large part and with great fairness to the beauty in your holy founder being beatified and canonized. What's the name of your founder?
Sure, it's St. Stanislaus Papchinski.
So a name that we can easily say really fast.
Absolutely. Over and over again.
Of course, you know, my name is Stosh, which is short for Stanislav, so I can identify with that. You know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners probably don't know very much about St. Stanislaus Papchinski.
Sure.
What would you say is a brief snapshot of his life that might speak to the hearts of those who are listening?
Sure. So, you know, he lived in the 1600s in Poland. And of course, at that time, we know Poland was seeing a lot of wars, a lot of different conflicts with different countries, different nations. So it was a very unsettled time.
Yeah.
And he came from a very poor background. He was a very faithful young man, desired to serve our Lord. But at one point on his journey as a young man, I mean, he ended up homeless on the streets. He had scabies, and was really sickly, but yet he was so dedicated to our Lord and our Lady, and eventually was able to find his way into seminary. And it's really a long and beautiful story, but, he eventually, with the deep conviction of wanting to promote and defend the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, he literally made a blood oath.
Wow.
To defend that to the death.
To and defend the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception.
Which, of course, was prior to the dogma.
Yeah.
You know, so this was really, really advanced in the sense of 1600s.
Yeah.
But you know, it had been a church teaching for a long time, just never dogmatically defined.
Yep. And actually something most people didn't know about and probably until Lourdes.
Yes.
You know, when that became popular at the apparition, when Our Lady said, "I am the Immaculate Conception."
Exactly.
And here your founder was deeply devoted to her under that title.
Yes.
You know, something that's very interesting is I can't help but think of it must be Our Lady interceding on behalf of your congregation in union with the prayers of the Holy Founder, Stanisław Papchinski, now saint, that young men who are filled with zeal to serve the Lord, young men who love the Blessed Virgin Mother, young men who want to give their lives as priests and religious, following the example of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, would enter into the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, a beautiful congregation. What are some of the different ministries that your members would do? Do they teach? You mentioned parish work.
Sure, yeah.
Spiritual direction, they're chaplains, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, so at least in this country, and you know, it's a little bit different in each country. It's interesting, the message and devotion of the Divine Mercy, which of course we know originated in Poland,
sure,
with St. Faustina,
yeah,
really its worldwide dissemination is actually from the United States. We hear, because of a long story I shared with you before, but really the message came here to the United States, and that's where it was actually spread, where we print the diaries, where we translated the diaries into so many different languages. And really where...
And that's done here in the
U.S. That's done here in the U.S. And really here, it was two U.S. citizens who had the miracles separately for both the beatification and canonization of St. Faustina. One a priest of the Archdiocese of Baltimore, and one a laywoman from just down the street, really, from the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Massachusetts. So... the U.S. plays a really big role in many ways in the story of St. Faustina.
Thanks to the Marians. I mean,
by God's grace, we're just the little workers that help out. But
Wow. You know, we have people tuning in on their way home, on their way to work, running errands, going grocery shopping. And, you know, this is your daily message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Father Stosh Daly, joined by Father Michael from the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. I know the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, you guys have an awesome presence in the media. You guys have all kinds of books on all different kinds of topics. You guys have an incredible... mailing list, which I think I'm on 3 or 4 different times because I get duplicates, you know. But I'm just overwhelmed by how present, how active your congregation is, especially in the media. And not just saying that because you're on air with me with St. Gabriel Radio, but I mean, do you see that the Holy Spirit has led you guys to having such a profound impact with preaching and teaching the print media? I mean, making sure that you get the message out there because the Lord's entrusted you with so much. Sure. Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, the Divine Mercy of our Lord, and also this beautiful spirituality of praying for the dead. I mean, St. Stanislaw Popczynski has to think from heaven, my sons are doing well. I mean, they're busy, they're tired, they're growing in number, but they're serving the Lord. I mean, after all, that's our goal. Is the sanctification of the members of our institutes by serving the Lord, remaining faithful to the charism and the apostolates. And I mean, if you knew that a young person was listening right now, that was discerning or had that stir within their heart, you know, the Lord was speaking to them, you know, come away and rest with me, you know, spend an hour with me in prayer, you know, and they might be wrestling with that reality of a vocation. You know, obviously we will ask the intercession of St. Stanislaw Popczynski to pray for them, but Father Michael, what would you say to that young man or that young woman who perhaps is they feel the Lord stirring in their heart the possibility of a vocation to the religious life? You know, what would you say to them to encourage them?
I would just say have an open heart, because you know God made us and he made us for himself, and we're only going to find our true joy and happiness and really the purpose and the meaning of our life when we find him. And in one sense, you know, we not in one sense, but in every sense, we have nothing to fear. You know, what our Lord calls us to do, what he asks of us, it's actually what's going to lead us to true joy and true happiness and true peace, you know? Yeah. And so, you know, sometimes people are afraid, well, you know, is the Lord going to call me to the priesthood? Is he going to call me to the religious life? And I'm going to have to give up all these things.
Sure.
But you know what? Honestly, I have to say, I feel bad when people come up to me and say, oh, you've given up so much. And I'm like, no, I haven't. You don't know how much I've gotten.
Right.
You know,
it's true.
You know, before I entered religious life, I had my dream job. I traveled all over. I had, you know, I had a lot. Everything that the world would say would make you happy. Yeah. And honestly, walking away from all of that and entering religious life, I am more happy now as a religious with a vow of poverty, a vow of obedience, and a vow of chastity than I was as a man in the world with everything the world said you had to have to be happy. Wow. And that's just the reality of when you serve the Lord. Mm. You know, everything is provided for. And so for any young man or young woman that's considering this, I would say, have an open heart.
Yeah.
Give the Lord a chance to speak into your life. You know, just because you feel you might be called to the priesthood doesn't necessarily mean you are.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you might be, at least give the Lord a chance to speak into your life and give him the opportunity to show you what he wants of you. Because again, he's not going to ask you to do anything that is going to drive you away from your fulfillment, right? He is your fulfillment. And so he is looking for your completion, your joy, your happiness.
And that message is applicable to all vocations. I mean, yes. Everyone who's listening, to just open their heart to the Lord and to consider the example of the founder of the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, St. Stanislaw Popczynski, who he himself was frail. He himself was in the depths of poverty. He himself had experienced illness and frailty. And yet he opened himself to the Lord. He pursued the Lord, went on to found a congregation, a very beautiful, faithful congregation, you know, that came so close to the brink of extinction.
Yes.
And yet through fidelity and through just keeping your eyes on the Lord has been blessed abundantly. You know, and I think it's a beautiful, it's a very powerful, it's a very fruitful message for people of today, because many of us are really disoriented by this message of perfection. It's like, well, I'm not perfect, so I can't do that.
Yeah.
And yet the gospel reminds us that, well, we're not aiming for perfection, we're aiming for holiness.
Yes.
You know, and the Lord, if we just keep our eyes on the Lord, and considering the example of your beautiful holy founder, St. Stanislaw Popczynski, you're listening to this daily message of hope on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and we pray that the Lord gives you his peace.